Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we'll be learning Daf Kuftes and Masechta Shabbos. Today's Daf will discuss the following topics. The Daf begins with a continuation of the discussion about the evil spirit which rests on the hands before washing them in the morning. And on the previous Daf, the Gemara listed all the things that one should not touch, which included the eyes. This now leads to a brief discussion of various remedies for the eye. The Gemara pauses from its discussion of medication and discusses whether one may baste a cooked roast on Shabbos. The Gemara then returns to the issue of Refuah and discusses injuries to the back of the hand or foot and whether they may be treated on Shabbos. At the bottom of Amud Aleph and top of Amud Beis, the Gemara discusses which waters a person may bathe in on Shabbos for Refuah and which waters one may not bathe in on Shabbos because they are obviously therapeutic. The Mishnah lists various medications, some of which are permissible to take on Shabbos since they are foods that are normally eaten by healthy people too, and some that are not permissible since they are obviously being used as medicine. The Daf concludes with a discussion of treating snake-related illnesses, such as a person who drank mayim megulim, water that was left exposed and may have snake venom in it, somebody who swallowed a snake, and somebody who suffered a snake bite. Some of the important concepts that we'll discuss in today's Daf include maka shel chol, an internal injury is assumed to be life-threatening, and one may therefore be mechal Shabbos to treat it. Michael Briam, a food normally eaten by healthy people, even if it has therapeutic value, may be eaten on Shabbos.